This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, news you failed to mention, plus Smack Tom and Pupwiser. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Kevin Pollak is our guest. This is something that interests me. You do, for example, you do a tremendous Johnny Carson. What are all of your guys going to die off pretty soon? I mean, you've got, is that a concern? Because one of the things about our life now, with all these TV channels out there, there's so little commonality.
Yeah,
you know, the classic impressions when we were coming up, you know, it was Edward G. Robinson when we were little kids. We're
right.
Like, who the hell's that?
Yeah,
and now you've got people in their 30s going, Johnny, who?
Well, that's why I had to bring along Christopher Walken.
There you go.
For the kids who love him. I'm a huffer at heart. I don't know if you saw the Fat Boy Slim video, but I kick it old school.
That's great.
Have you interviewed Christopher Walken?
No. Really.
Okay, well, here's your chance. And keep in mind, all of his thoughts are completely unconnected. So go ahead and ask Christopher Walken anything.
All right, what's your new project, Christopher?
Frankenstein never scared me.
So how long have you been working on the film?
Marsupials do.
And when's its release date?
Because they're fast.
They are fast.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm going to pass the baton here.
To whom?
I'm sorry. I'd pass it in a second. I'm just getting into this music here. Thank you. That's not nice.
It is nice, yeah. I don't believe that's why you
you're lost.
No, he didn't know where he was going.
You were absolutely unconscious there for a second.
No, I told you where I was going.
Oh, where are you going?
I told you just a few minutes ago where I was going when we came back.
You know what?
I told you where I was going.
Yeah, I know where you were going, but I didn't know if you remembered where you were going.
That's perfectly valid.
Where you're going.
I was hoping you'd forget where you're going.
Just someone listening under whatever it is, would you please get there?
Okay, where the hell
ladies, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado.
Oh, yeah. Man with a deep voice.
Hits just keep on coming.
Here he is with his jokes of the day.
Mother's Day, always the big dilemma, guys. What kind of flowers to get mothers?
Uh-huh.
I can tell you.
What?
Mums.
There's a follow-up.
Why did the mother cross the road?
Why?
To get some peace and quiet.
We got a double-decker there.
What did the panda give his mother?
What?
A bear hug.
Oh.
And finally, why are there no Mother's Day sales?
Why?
Because mothers are priceless.
Oh,
that is nice.
There's somebody out there.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's huge. He is adorable.
Now, Chick, you don't like those jokes because your mom beat you? Is that right?
What's going on?
Is that
many times?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
With various objects. Yeah.
Well, is that a palate cleanser?
This kind of reminds me of her sharpening her strop.
Sherbert. And the lighter.
Whistling.
I do love the word strop.
It is good.
That's the second time that word has appeared on this show this week.
Yes, it is.
Do you remember the first time it appeared, Christy?
Yeah, you were talking about shaving something.
Ace and I spotted the same TV commercial at three in the morning.
Well, if it was on TV, Ace saw it.
And it's, it was a special razor for a lady to use down there.
It's a it's a razor for the the front naughty for the ladies.
It's not naughty. What's wrong with
Let me ask you something. If you see your lady using your razor for that area, do you change the blade or you go ahead and use the razor?
She would never touch my razor.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, no, absolutely.
Oh,
my
God.
She doesn't want to share razors.
She has her own stuff.
She must live in fear.
The point, I think it might be the other way around, actually.
This commercial, it actually uses the word pubic hair.
What's wrong with that? You can't say that anymore?
I was just kind of surprised.
It's kind of racy.
Yeah, it's sort of a sexy commercial.
We were talking about you couldn't use condom commercials. Or
yeah, I can remember when the first condom commercials came out, people lost their mind. So no, but
they've
so
come a long way.
They do. By the way, shift to a.
They do what?
They shift to a. Am I correct? To like an illustration or whatever, an animated thing there for a second when they show how it. They show.
I would imagine
the
they don't. Works. Yeah,
they don't. Yeah, they're not going
to. You know,
they
lady.
We'd like to introduce
not a gyno cam.
former stripper Irma LaBouche.
Irma LaBouche. Wasn't that the sequel to Irma LaDuce?
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, Irma LaDuce is bad enough.
Sometimes I hope someone out there knows what I'm doing beside me.
Dear Bob and Tom Show.
Yes.
I have a request.
Sure.
On behalf of all the listening audience.
Yes.
And the poor hostages being held in the studio.
That's us.
Is there any way you could play my favorite song mentioned here? And then someone actually carry what the song says. Carry that out, please.
What is that?
Aaron from Northwest Indiana.
Of course, our house band is the Black Blues.
He wants us.
Smack Tom.
Smack you.
Smack Tom. It's time now to smack Tom. He's been running his mouth again. He's been pissing us off again.
Smack Tom.
Smack Tom.
I'll handle the lyrics. It's the Black Moods, ladies and gentlemen.
And apparently they occasionally get requests for
Smack Tom. I'm sure.
Oh, gosh.
They're about to tour again.
Oh, I cannot wait.
They're going to be coming our way, I think, in July.
They'll be our house band.
Yes.
All right.
Very excited about
it. Chrissy's getting groomed right now.
Yeah, get that razor out.
Oh, wow. A lot of prep.
Now, Christy, I don't want to get deeply personal here, but there was a discussion on this.
Prepare for him to get deeply personal.
No, there was a problem. You've discussed this before. I'm not going.
What?
Let's just say from the knees down.
From the knees down, yes.
Just this discussion I'm having is exclusively from the knees down, if you will. If you're going on a date with someone in the past, you were dating, you don't shave your legs on the first two dates. Is that correct?
Well, you don't. In an attempt to not jump into the sack with someone, yes.
Yes, that's sort of a, isn't that kind of a,
it's kind of a
cosmopolitan rule, if you will.
If you want to call
because
it that.
We know that guys will not have sex with someone with hairy legs.
Yeah. If they reach down there and it's all,
bushy?
Well, I was trying to think of is it Fred C. Dobbs? What's the name I'm looking for?
Fred C. Dobbs. Don't say nothing. He don't mean.
Is that who is that?
Sierra Madre.
Yeah, Fred C.
Dobbs. Is it Fred?
What are we?
Treasure Sierra Madre. Yeah.
What does that have to do with me shaving my legs?
Famous 5 o'clock shadow scene.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That may be the wrong reference. The point is.
Yeah, and that's kind of a rule amongst our girlfriends that we talk about. Yeah, if you don't shave your legs, you're not as tempted to.
What about underwear?
What do you mean? What about underwear?
Do you wear,
I wear it.
Or will you wear your...
nicer...
Say so-called granny panties?
I don't have any of those, first of all.
Okay.
But...
will you wear your least favorite underwear on a first date to keep
No. You want to feel good.
Yes, you do.
So I would wear actually the opposite, probably. Just so you feel better.
Okay. Now, Josh, your philosophy on underwear when it comes to dating in the early stages?
Oh, I just wear... I like all my boxers. I'm kind of like Christy on that. I like all my underwear, and so I just... but I will... you know what? I will take a little extra time to see if my boxers match my shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
And I won't totally match them up. But if my shirt has some red in it, I'll try to pick a pair of boxers.
When you do this, do you place them on the bed and sing the West Side Story song, I Feel Pretty?
Well, I do that every morning. So that's goes for the par for the course. But
okay, here's something dumb.
I feel pretty.
What?
I didn't know this. We had a news story the other day about, and I had never put this one together. The thing now that everyone's doing is instead of looking in a mirror, they take their phone.
I do it all the time.
And they put flip it on camera and flip it.
Yeah, flip it around. Yeah.
I'm so stupid. I never even thought of that. We just had that on a news story this week.
You're kidding. You never thought to do that?
I have that flipper mirror in my car that flips down on the flap.
The visor mirror.
The visor thingy. And then you slide that gizmo over and it lights up.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does it do that? How does it know to light up when you slide the button on?
Magic.
It's weird.
Car magic.
Because great engineers designed it.
Yeah.
This punk kid who built the popsicle tower. Is that what you're talking about again?
The car I'm driving right now, I'd like to get a great engineer to put a better radio in it.
Oh, I don't have that problem.
Now, is this the car where you turn the radio on, the car goes off, the engine stops?
No, when you turn the car off, the radio stays on until you get out. The problem is to change the channel, you have to slide through like three screens. It's completely ridiculous.
I borrowed your car the other day. You listened to the coffee house station. You listened to relaxing coffee house music. No, I can't imagine. I've never seen you relaxed in my life. No. You were listening. It was like Jason Mraz and like acoustic covers of Dave Matthews.
No, I wasn't listening to that. I don't know how it landed on that.
Okay. I could not believe it.
I can't.
He's always on the phone. You know that.
Yeah.
Whoever borrowed it last was listening to that. Let's see. Where were we? We have to squeeze a news story out of Miss Lee. Is that correct?
Dogs in the news today. Budweiser is holding a contest to put one lucky person's dog out there on its holiday cans this year. To enter, dog owners can share their pet's photo by commenting on Budweiser's Facebook post about the contest and using the hashtag Pupweiser Contest. Owners can also tweet a picture or post an image onto Instagram using the competition hashtag. Once again, Pupweiser Contest. Submissions are open until May 8th. You need to get on this now. Public will then be asked to decide on Budweiser's holiday poster pup through social media.
And again, how do you enter? What was the name of it? Pupweiser?
Pupweiser Contest.
Okay.
Hashtag Pupweiser Contest.
So for Christmas, instead of the Clydesdales, it'll be a doggy?
Apparently, on their cans, the holiday cans.
Holiday cans. Sorry.
They use a dog instead of a cat.
Why is that? Well, you're going to...
Catweiser?
I don't know.
Sounds like an accountant.
Pussycat?
Uh-huh.
It's got to be a doggy. It's got to be a happy doggy for Christmas, don't you think? I don't know.
Cats aren't rarely happy, I'll tell you that.
No, they're very happy.
They just are don't happy. Often,
they show it differently than dogs.
Of course you like cats.
There isn't like a
book reading.
They're always planning, scheming. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it this way, if they had the Bush Beans cat, they would have gone out of business.
Yep.
I want a happy talking dog.
I love them all. Okay. Love them all.
All right. Now, we have coming up a special treat, if not two special treats.
Never work
coming
out.
Up. No, you're going to be very
not
happy.
Just cake, cake, and ice cream. Food.
I will happily
it's not
going to
be
words.
Food.
Dancing girls?
Is it?
Pat, you are a little bit horny today.
What's the problem, Pat?
I'm just a little horny.
My goodness.
I'm telling you, Pat, I think tomorrow night is the night.
I guess so.
It's a work night.
I think that special lady after
that's
the
right.
show.
Yeah.
I don't mix business.
I just think you're really funny. Oh, really? Well, you think that's funny. Wait till you see this. Oh,
man. My fans are women with chocolate around their mouth.
I don't even understand that.
I love that joke.
I don't know.
That should be a chapter in your book.
I don't even get that.
Say about two-thirds of the way into the book, post-divorce, now my fans are
I love your show.
Yeah.
I would have gotten on there.
That is very strong. Right now, I want to remind you that...
they say I look like Ricky Skaggs.
No, they don't say that. Yeah.
They think he's my brother. You want to go to a diner?
No kidding. Let's go to a diner. I know a nice one right around the corner.
What I hop?
I'll shut up.
This isn't helping.
Man, you're funny. You ever seen a woman eat so much chili, Mac?
Okay. I know. I just love it. I don't care what people
I know
think.
I was coming to your show, so I loaded up on Beano.
You got to do that.
Hey, I could fart the national anthem. You ready?
There will be some beautiful women there tomorrow.
Of course there will.
There's always beautiful women.
With men. With really good-looking guys.
Drag along.
very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. As promised, the surprise here in the Bob and Tom program.
Look at this guy.
It's our new editorialist. It's Mr. Jeff Oskey. Please introduce yourself, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Oskey. I'm coming to you from the News You Failed to Mention news desk.
Yeah.
I like
what you failed to mention news, Jeff Oskey.
Yes.
That's right.
You got that right.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes. You played the opening jingle, then you go.
Time now for What You Failed to Mention News.
With me, Jeff Oskey.
Yeah.
On the Bob and Tom Show.
Okay. Got it.
I know you guys call yourselves news people, but you guys usually only give our listeners half the story, so I'm here to share with our listeners the news you all failed to mention.
Okay.
All right.
Last week, Christy, you talked about magic mushrooms may be as good as prescription medication for treating depression.
Mm-hmm.
What you failed to mention, of course magic mushrooms are great at treating depression. I've used them for this purpose for years. It's really hard to be depressed when you're singing the Humpty Dance with your friends Rainbow Sherbert Unicorn and Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
The scientific report, and I use that, that's in quotes,
mm-hmm.
They issued a new study that reported coffee helps keep you awake.
Yes. Yep.
What you failed to mention, meth helps you disassemble your TV set at 4 a.m. And cocaine helps you stay up all night talking to people you hardly know about stuff you know nothing about.
Is that right?
Whoa.
The Girl Scouts in Virginia are now delivering their cookies via flying drones. What you failed to mention... Then the Girl Scouts have too much damn money. Either up the cookie count, ladies, or drop those prices. And while I'm at it, hey, Boy Scouts, lose the popcorn. What is it, 1782? No one wants your overpriced corn. When I was a Boy Scout, we sold candy bars, and they were delicious.
Yeah.
So delicious that me and my brothers ate 99%. Of the box, and my parents were forced to pay for our thievery out of their own pockets.
The American way.
I think, like most parents, I would gladly pay $200 more in fees to not have to have our kids sell stuff. No one wants to sell it. No one wants to buy it. Enough already.
Okay.
See, I had some parents on board with that one.
Can we hear them agree with you again?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
I like that very much.
The peanut gallery.
Earlier this week, there was a story you guys talked about. Scientists were surprised that there wasn't a baby boom after last year's lockdown for Corona. What they failed to mention is deadly pandemics are real boner killers.
Oh, man. There it goes.
A 12-year-old just graduated both high school and college on the same day. What you all failed to mention, he's still a huge dork.
Yeah. Is that a different one?
Yes, it was.
That was different.
Didn't end with the okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Here, you want another one?
Yeah.
See, they weren't nearly as impressed.
Yeah, okay.
A Hoffman's dragon shark, a 300-million-year-old shark that has been found on a farm in New Mexico, the scientists named it the Hoffman's dragon shark to honor the Hoffman family who owned the land where the shark's skeleton was discovered.
I see.
What you failed to mention, had the fossilized remains been found down the road at the Dixby's farm... The shark would be now known as the Dixby Dragon Shark.
More amusement than anything else.
Dixby Dragon.
I like that right. We got
it's
that.
A dragon shark. The,
yes.
The Dixby farm, of course.
49% of people surveyed said they would rather Zillow over having sex with their partner. What you failed to mention, most of those people would rather do anything else than have sex with you. My favorite, the couple's looking at the Zillow together. The wife will hold it up and go, "Oh, look, honey, I can see us so not having sex in this bedroom suite."
Combine the two, you see. Yeah.
And finally, yesterday, garbage men in New Jersey searched for 3 hours in the dump and located a woman's wedding ring that she accidentally threw away into the garbage. What you failed to mention, this is something garbage men would only do for a woman. Don't believe me? I can't even get my garbage men to stop when I'm 30 seconds late bringing down my trash down the driveway. Come back! All right, I guess I'll wait till next week. I've been Jeff Oskey, and this is the news you all failed to.
What you failed to mention, Jeff Oskey.
Yeah.
Thank you. Off with the time.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the heck?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on a sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.